paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, so what is the proper etiquette when a dude wants to buy you a drink at a bar? What is the etiquette? What's controversy here?
It's a debate me and my mom got into after a gentleman sent me a drink at a bar over the weekend. I have never had this happen. I thought this was the kind of thing that only happened in the movies where a bartender will approach you and be like, well, the gentleman across the bar wants to send you a beverage, you know. Like, I short-circuited. I didn't know what to do. I was like, give me the drink, I guess. What's the drink? What drink did he buy me?
Not to overthink it, but when you're looking at the psychology behind buying somebody else a drink, isn't it kind of saying, I've done something for you, so now you have to talk to me?
In a little, yeah, it does kind of feel like that. But in a way, so I was at the St. Regis and it was popping. It was probably 10 p.m. It was like peak hour for the St. Regis. And so it was a really crowded bar. So I think this was kind of his way of trying to like come over and be welcome when he comes over. Cause I understand like it can be very intimidating for guys to approach women. I was with my mom. I was talking to another couple sitting next to me at the bar. So I could see like a rich person at the St. Regis just be like, yeah, let me throw money at this. But the
I think you should be able, when somebody buys you a drink from the other end of the bar, I think you should be able to be like in the old Coliseum where you either give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down if they can come over or not.
I love that.
So here's where the etiquette comes into play, because this whole interaction was so bizarre and uncomfortable. Like, I applaud him for making the move, but this entire situation was so uncomfortable. So I'm sitting at the bar, I'm having a drink with my mom, I'm drinking a glass of Sauvignon Blanc because that's what we love. We love a Sauvignon Blanc in the summer. And the bartender comes over and says, hey, a gentleman across the bar wants to buy you a drink. And the first thing I do is I look across the bar to see if there's a guy who's going to like make eye contact with me and be like, hey, I'm the guy. I'm buying you a drink. Because I wanted the chance to be like, you know, to refuse it, to have the first right of refusal or whatever. But there's no man making eye contact with me. So I was like, oh, it's just a mysterious man who wants to give me free alcohol. That's great. And then this was his first mistake. So the guy's like, yeah, he wants to buy you a drink. And I was like, perfect. My next question is, what drink did he buy me? Assuming he's just going to get me the same glass of whatever I'm drinking. He goes, yeah, he wants to send you a glass of rosé. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not drinking rosé, but whatever. So he pours the glass of rosé. And I'm like, that's a little weird. I'm like, it's not even a super nice rosé, but whatever. So I'm sitting there, I'm taking a sip of the rosé because it's free. And I'm kind of looking around. I'm like, is he going to come over and say hi and approach us? And so I'm like sitting there like, this is uncomfortable, whatever. So I keep talking to the couple next to me. I'm talking to my mom. And then all of a sudden, these two guys come up and go, hey, we're the guys. And he just pivots and looks directly at me and just starts a conversation with me. And I'm like looking at him like, my mom is also here. Also, I'm in a conversation with these other people. And he just kind of corners me into this conversation.
So there's no excuse me?
There's no excuse me. It was just kind of like, hey, we're the guys. Okay. Not like that. It was a little bit more suave because this is the St. Regis. So it was a little bit fancier than that. And I'm just kind of, you know, trying to entertain this guy because I feel bad because he sent me this drink. But his friend is behind him and his friend is a little shifty. You know when someone just seems like they've got a little bit of anxiety and they want to get out of a situation?
Yeah.
So the shifty friend is like, okay, let's go.
He's like embarrassed.
He
doesn't really want to be there.
Yes, because he's not a part of this interaction. And so this entire situation is just very uncomfortable. I give him my number because I don't know what else to do. He immediately texts me and then adds me on Snapchat like we're 22. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, I feel like this guy just played this playbook, this classic move that men do all the time so wrong.
But he didn't because you gave him your number. Well, so to him, it was a success. So now he's like, keep on doing it.
You're an enabler.
I know. I had to block him because I didn't know how to say no.
I'm
like, am I in the wrong? Am I judging this this guy a little bit too hard, or did he not do this correct?
Okay, let's go over this line. Let's dissect this. All right, to Dawson.
He added me on Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm not bummed by how you handled it. Actually, the whole thing is just so awkward, right? Because it really is like you feel like the bad person. If somebody spends money on you and they are paying, giving a drink, you feel like the bad person for saying no, even though there should be no obligation. Somehow, some way, the definition is you're rude if you don't say yes and come over and I accept conversation.
Because who turns down a free drink?
Well, it's just weird. There's an obligation there. When somebody gives you money, you're supposed to be able to reciprocate in some way, right?
Exactly. It feels like I'm a part of this narrative that I didn't want to be a part of. I didn't want to have to look you in the eyes and go, no, I'm not interested. And now I feel like I'm a villain.
I think the only flaw here is you giving him your phone number. Because that is false hope for him. You could have turned around and said, hey, thank you so much. But you're in the moment, you're panicking.
You know, don't you think it's nicer for me to not embarrass him in front of his little shifty friend, embarrass him in front of all these people I'm talking to, like my mom and this other couple, and to just turn him down in private? Don't you think that's the better move, even though I just blocked him?
Or like when the bartender came over and said, hey, the man across the bar wants to buy you a drink, and you looked and there wasn't anybody there, and you asked the bartender, well, who's the gentleman? And if he can't point him out, be like, I don't accept drinks from strangers.
Oh.
Yeah. But she would accept a drink from a stranger if she could see who it was.
That's the thing, is I'm like, who is it?
This is, I feel a little bit on the bartender, honestly. Because the bartender, if you're like, okay, cool, you have to help. I'm not saying you need to be a wingman. That's not your job. But I'm saying, like, yeah, the way I've had it done the one time I got it was the bartender came up to me and said, a guy across the bar would like to buy you a drink. Do you want that? And then they were like, it's the guy on the corner. Like, they didn't look in point, but they explained it. And then I was able to look and be like, yes or no, based off that. So I feel like the bartender should have pointed them out or told you where they were, and then you could have refused the drink that way.
Yeah, and it's almost like a better way to be able to turn them down, because he can come to any conclusion in his mind as to why I'm turning down this drink and that maybe it's not a personal thing.
Unless this guy really knew what he was doing, buys you a drink and then ducks away from the bar so the bartender can't point him out. So when you come up, it's kind of a surprise. You can't say no because you don't know who it is.
I feel like I got ambushed. Like,
it's low-key kind of nice, because it would be weird if someone bought you a drink and you looked over and they're just like staring at you like, hey, you know. Gives me the ick.
Have you seen, like, in the movies and in TV shows, the proper way to do it is to be like very cool and suave at the end of the bar, and then when you turn and you look and he just kind of like gives you like a quick little nod.
Yeah.
He's not like glaring at you, but it's just a quick nod, and then you break eye contact.
I think the thumb thing works, either up or down,
man. I'm for this. I love it. Gladiator.
And everybody in the Coliseum, which is now the bar, gets to see it happen.
I'm going to have everybody in the St. Regis vote next time. It's going to be like American Idol. I'll be like, thumbs up or thumbs down,
for sure.
Texting your votes, right? Because we'll be
you
here.
You can even say, are you not entertained? I love the concept. Let's run with it.
It's great.
It's the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, producer Mikey in studio this morning because he had to risk his life to get back into his apartment.
This is probably, I'd say, top five dumbest nights of my life.
Okay.
This is...
And that's probably saying a lot.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. No, I mean, I got a list going, and top five is pretty significant.
Now, are we talking about the same place here that you were talking about a couple of days ago that emailed you and said, hey, just want to let everybody, including the criminals, know we have no more security cameras in our apartment complex. Do whatever you want. It's complete anarchy.
Yeah, I was hoping nobody would connect those dots, because now they know there's no cameras and you can penetrate it. So, but yeah, we'll go with it. Right. So, same place. Thursdays are trivia night. The youth group goes out to trivia. Only the real brainiacs of the youth group are invited. So, it's me, Rebecca, and Jackson.
Hey, I'm invited. I choose not to come.
That's a pity invite. So we go out to trivia, and every week whenever it ends, I try to get Jackson to keep the party going. It's impossible to do. This week, however, he had brought one of his friends, so the power of both of us together, we convinced him. So we go back after trivia to Jackson's rooftop, and we hang out there for a couple hours. Now they kick us out, me, my girlfriend, and I. We get kicked out of his place.
Jackson.
Jackson kicks us out.
He's like, it's late, guys, let's wrap it up. Okay, yeah. Not the apartment complex.
That's right.
Okay.
Like, why did the security guard come up to the rooftop? What were you doing?
So we're a 10-minute walk from my apartment. My girlfriend wants to take an Uber. It's a nice night. I'm like, I want to walk. You know what? You take an Uber. I'll walk. Maybe not the most traditional move, but whatever.
What happened to chivalry?
What happened to being a gentleman?
You're gonna put your girlfriend in this random car. What if the Uber driver? What if something happened?
I did this too many times with Stacey when we were younger and we were out, and you know the night never ended for me. I put her in an Uber taxi many, many times and said, "Hey, see you at 3 a.m.
And this but
you're really gonna get a rideshare for a 10-minute walk?
Well, I mean, you never know. How late was it? Was it like 1 a.m.?
Probably 12.
What kind of shoes did she have on?
I don't know. I don't look.
Mikey, did you not take the Uber because you didn't want to pay for it and she wanted to take it home, so she paid for it?
That's a big part of it.
Actually, it was midnight, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her. I'm not walking through the city at midnight, even if I'm with it.
Look at him, Kristen. Yeah. I'm big, strong guy.
He might as well have a billboard on his forehead that says, mug me.
The wind blows in the wrong direction and Mikey's toppling over.
All right. Well, she takes the Uber. Okay. I'm walking. My goal, walk directly to the apartment. I walk by the Midtown Taco Mac. Rest in peace.
Aww.
Permanently closed.
You want to take a second?
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
All right. So I walk by the Taco Mac, and then I get to thinking. I do a quick swing back around. I say, I'm going to go in there and get myself a Miller Lite. I've never been to the Midtown Taco Mac. So I go in, I get a Miller Lite. Finally, I finish up there. I go to my apartment. I realize my keys are in my girlfriend's purse. I call her. I say, no big deal. She can let me in. I call her. No answer. Call her. No answer. 42 calls.
42 calls?
Called her 42 times.
Now I'm starting to get concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 10 minutes.
No wonder she didn't want to walk with you. You're a stalker.
I'm so concerned. Yes.
No, I'm not concerned about her. I have her location. Yeah. I know she's there.
Got it.
But I know she passed out. And now what am I to do? Here's the way my apartment works. You can buzz into like a doorway. I have no buzzer. Can't buzz in. Or there's a parking garage where you walk up and you get to the second floor of the parking garage. There's this big gate that stretches from end to end of the parking garage. So it's like a Rubik's Cube. I'm standing there like, how can I get into this building? So I do a very dumb and dangerous thing. This is not something to be proud of, but you know how parking garages, like they have, it's like cement wall and then a big opening and then cement wall.
Yeah.
So I realized that I can stand up on the shelf there of the cement wall and press my hands against this huge column, probably like a 4x4 foot column, and go on the outside of the parking garage.
So you're going to like parkour it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Very scary. The first time was not the scariest though. So I get in, I walk all the way up to my floor, realize you need a key to get into that door too.
No.
So instead of just like laying out there in the cigarette butts all night, I decided, hey, it's only like 1 o'clock now. I'm going to go to a place called 11th Street Tavern and grab a drink.
Oh, sure.
So I go to 11th Street Tavern. This part gets convoluted, but the quick version is a guy buys me a shot. It's supposed to be like a lemon drop, but pineapple. It was straight tequila.
Okay.
And I don't drink liquor. So, you know, immediately, like whenever your mouth just fills with water.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have been surprised it's liquor. He said, let's do a shot.
No, and but I thought it was going to be like pineapple, whatever, easy stuff.
Malibu.
And then it's just straight tequila. And I knew it was game over for me. So okay. I walked outside and threw up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so then I decided it's time to go home again. I have to sleep in the parking garage. I have no choice. I went to the gas station, got some Gatorade chips. I was going to sleep in the parking garage.
And you're fine, because it's not like there are security cameras around looking at
it. Do you realize at this point, you have spent more money than you would have if you would have just gotten in the car with your girlfriend?
I didn't account for having my keys in her purse.
And I'm just curious why you would, like, sleep in a parking garage when Jackson's house is less than 10 minutes and you could hit up your buddy and be like, can I crash on your couch?
Oh, he didn't want to see me anymore that night. He was done with me.
He probably wasn't even going to be picking up the calls, man.
Yeah, he was done with me. That would have been 42 missed calls. Basically, I get back. I have to do the stunt again. I depress my hands against the column. That time
and
was...
And you've been drinking more.
Yeah, I threw up from a tequila shot.
Okay.
So now his system is clean. Yeah.
That one was scary. So that was not good. But I lay in the parking garage for a while, and then I say, you know what? I don't give up like this. I'm not going to give up. I go to the one where I need to get into my hallway, and you know those doors that they're not locked? They're held together by, like, strong magnets?
Yeah.
So I just kind of start pushing on it like crazy. I take my shoe off. I wedge the shoe into the gap. I bring my shoe all the way up it.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then I just bust the door down. I got into my apartment.
Hey! It ends well.
I love how within the span of a week, not only have you told criminals that there are no security cameras at your apartment, you've also told them how to break it.
Right.
Also, you said this is like in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm going to be scheduling out top four, top three, top two, and the number one.
I love that. Okay.
We must hear these other stories.
Okay.
I too have had stories like this when I was 22, 23 years old. I think specifically I've told you guys, I was with my friend John in Newport, Rhode Island, and we were visiting his family that just had a baby. We're partying in Newport, and he stayed at the bars and I went back. Door's locked. I don't want to ring the doorbell because they have a newborn. So I go into the garage and it's a little chilly in Newport that night. And I found packing, what do you even call it?
The bubble wrap.
And I wrapped myself in it and slept in his garage.
That sounds nice.
You were a little burrito bubble wrap?
Yes, man. I did not want to wake that baby up, man.
It's the Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.